Hello, how's everybody doing tonight? I broke in here just kind of randomly, actually. I don't actually have a lesson of anything of any kind prepared, but there's a book I wrote a while ago, actually, entitled The Father-Daughter Talk. And in this book, I deal with how a man will say anything to a woman for sex. You know, whatever woman wants to hear, he will say whatever he concludes the woman needs him to be for her to give him sex, he will play that role. And I thought, you know, to just have this little brief moment with you because it's like, you know, it's never ending. It's like my email boxes are filled with women who are constantly just mind blown that a man would say, you know, I love you, you're my wife, use her for sex and maybe even money, and then disappear, and then come back, and then disappear again, and then come back, and then disappear again. And it's like with all that's in the world, all of the information that's in the world, you know, it's like the message has not really... And all of these videos are on YouTube, you know. I actually took the book when I wrote it and I taught the whole book. The messages are, the videos are somewhat crude, but the messages are pure. And the whole thing, the whole series, the whole Father-Daughter Talk series is actually on YouTube. You can actually watch it. But it's like we're not, I don't know, it's like the message is so timeless that with all of these years that have passed since I wrote that book and delivered that message, it's like there's even a greater population of women who've not heard it and still need it and still don't understand that you're in a predatory environment. Now, sometimes, you know, I guess women who are... I'm careful the language I use. People are so political now. But, you know, women who just don't get it, you know, they push back on the idea that women live in a predatory world. And it is true. All you have to do is just look at social media and you can see that women are being preyed upon by men who do not have good intentions. And these women are not educated to the ways of the world and enter into the world, you know, believing that what I give, I get back. And that's not always true. The world is filled with takers, people that just kind of roam around and are looking for somebody that they can use. And quite often, there are more men that tend to have this mentality towards women. And of course, it goes both ways. You have women that are predators. And you have great guys that are being victimized by ruthless women. But the Bible says in... this, again, is random, so, you know. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, and really when you read all the way down from verses, you know, starting at verse 1 all the way down through verse 6, it really gives you a biblical description of a narcissist. Well, let me read it since I'm there. He says, "This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud." All of this describes the narcissist. "Blasphemers, disobedient to parents," you know, no respect for authority, "unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof." He says, "From such turn away." And then watch what verse 6 says. "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers or many different kinds of lust." Verse 7 says, "ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." So he says that in the last days, you're going to deal with people who have at least a lot of narcissistic tendencies, characteristics, and they're going to creep into houses and lead captive silly women. And the term silly, I don't want you to hear that term and allow it to break your self-perspective as a woman if you've been victimized on this level. I'm trying to remember exactly what were some of the definitions of that term silly, but one of them was undignified, you know, in the sense that this is a woman who has no self-consciousness. This is a woman, not that she's a stupid woman, because quite often she's an educated woman, she's a God-fearing woman, but she's not privy to who she really is. There's something that has come up missing in her life that does not allow her to really connect to her value and who she is. And she's not, and there, that was the term, undignified. You know, she's a woman that, she's a jewel, but society has convinced her that she's glass. And so you have men that seek this woman out. And when the Bible talks about diverse kinds of lust, when we hear the term lust, we automatically think what? Sexual perversion, which it does apply to that. But a lot of times we're lusting for love. You know, a lot of women, in most cases, I believe, are lusting for a significant relationship because she's lacking something. She feels like her sense of value and worth is going to be realized in the context of a relationship. So sometimes that's what she's lusting for. And when you're lusting for something, lust has a strange way of driving you or driving us to levels that are so far beneath anything we ever thought we would experience, or so far beneath anywhere we ever thought we would go. You see? And so there, what the Bible is describing here is a group of people who are seeking for these kinds of vulnerabilities. And so when you look at the dynamic between men and women today, and you see how women seem to be constantly broken, used, captivated emotionally, so tied to the point that you don't even know how to move on. And men seem to just, a lot of men, not all, not all men, but a lot of men seem to just move from one woman to the next, and there's no sense of remorse or concern about the trail of victims left behind. And the question is, why is that? Well, you know, there are a few things that come into play. Number one, I think we have to understand and recognize biology. You know, as a man, my dominant hormone is what? Testosterone. It's, you know, at 55 years old, I can feel my testosterone levels just kind of dropping because, you know, you don't have the strength you used to, you know, you don't have that, you know, I'll take a tiger by the mane and by the lion by the beard or something like that. You don't have that in you no more. You know, you're not as driven sexually as you would have been as a 20-some-year-old, 30-some-year-old man. That's that testosterone that's in man that drives him to want to procreate, wants, you know, and then you have, on the flip side, you have the woman, her dominant hormone is estrogen, which does what? Makes her want to love and nurture, makes her want to be loved. So when you take those two dynamics, you take the testosterone of a man and you take the estrogen of a woman and you put that in the context of broken consciousness on both sides. Men suffer from broken consciousness as well as women suffer from broken consciousness. And this broken consciousness is the product of a broken society that socializes the man to believe, the young man, the little boy, is socialized to believe that manhood is the dominant reflection of manhood is in his sexuality. It's in his sexuality, it's in his financial gains and his flaunting of material things. And so he's socialized to believe that, you know, if I'm going to be the most man I can be, it's all about me having sex and conquering in that arena. And so society teaches him how to what? How to deceive, how to lie, how to cheat. The same fathers and uncles that teach the daughters and the nieces, you know, keep your dress down and keep your legs closed, take the little boys in the back and teach them how to go all around the neighborhood and how to compromise everybody else's daughters and everybody else's nieces. And then society teaches the little girls, you know, basically what society teaches the little girl is, you know, the ultimate for you is a husband and children. If you don't have that, you're broken. You know, if you never find a husband or if you don't have a family as a woman, something wrong with you. That's what society basically says. Sometimes it directly says that, but that message is constantly communicated indirectly. And so now young women are growing up in a society where the ultimate for them, society teaches them, the ultimate for you is to love and to be loved and to have this white picket fence and this, you know, this wonderful family with this man that will love and keep you and protect you. And in the same society, it's teaching the man how to run from that, run from commitment, just, you know, have sex with as many women as you can. Don't worry about breaking nobody's hearts. This is about you being a man. You go to the movies, all you see, men that just sleep with multiple women and women's hearts are broken. And so my point is, this confusion has been engineered. The whole system has been engineered. The no good which what society might call the no good men, which I used to be the president of, that club, were trained to be that way. The broken women that we call stupid, you know, slow, all of the other whatever derogatory terms we can come up with, these women were trained to be that way. And so it's like everybody's like sleepwalking and everybody's stuck in this, what's the term I'm looking for? I'm searching in my mind for a term. This pubescent crisis. It's like we have a world full of people stuck in a puberty crisis, and nobody's really evolved into manhood or womanhood. And so everybody's trying to figure out their hormones, and in the process, everybody's breaking everybody. Now, the man usually doesn't figure out that he's been duped. The man usually doesn't figure out that he's been duped about what manhood is and what life is really about until he usually gets somewhere around midlife, you know, start getting up past 45 towards 50. And now you have no significant relationship. You've made a bunch of babies that in a lot of cases don't respect you, don't care anything about you. You're getting older and you have nobody in your life that cares for you or will take care of you. That's usually when the man gets it. That's usually when he gets it. If he gets it then, because this thing is so ingrained in his broken consciousness that this is what life is all about, that a lot of them just grow old and still stuck in that same rut, you know, just it's all about running game and using women and manipulating women. And it's all about being a player. And you see them, they, you know, 70 years old, walking around with studs in their ears. Not that there's anything wrong with that, if that's your thing. But, you know, nothing to show for it. Wasted all your money. No significant relationship. Spending holidays by yourself. Drinking. That's usually when the man wakes up and realizes, you know, I made a fool out of myself. I've wasted my life and I have nothing to show for it. Now, sadly, but many times the woman doesn't wake up and realize that she's on a hamster wheel until later in life. It's like you keep going through the same cycle over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it's like you never wake up to realize that you've been conditioned. You've been conditioned to hate yourself. And you've put your emotional and even psychological health and well-being in the hands of people. I call it female slave conditioning. I call it female slave conditioning. And all you're doing is you're listening for the lies. You're listening for the lies. And you want to believe the lies so badly that even when you've gone through this enough that you can recognize that that is a lie, you will shut your brain off. Your emotions will shut your brain off, and your emotions will turn the voice of the Holy Spirit down, and you will accept that lie as true, even though you know that's a lie. You'll even go to the altar with this person knowing that this is a lie, because you want that dream so bad, and you cannot imagine that you are worthwhile, that you are significant, that you are purposed as an individual. I get so much pushback with that. Women don't want to hear that you are an individual, that if you know, you cannot, if there's not a man that is worthy of you, that finds you, you still can be happy and productive, and you still have purpose as an individual. You have believed the lie so much so that you can achieve all of these great things, and God can do all of these wonderful things in your life, and you won't even appreciate it, because this is how a PhD woman gets manipulated by a GED man. It's because it's been set up to take the woman and to create a broken consciousness. And what is a broken consciousness? It's when you're a diamond, but the dominant society makes you believe that you're glass. And if I can make you believe you're glass, I can pay glass-like price for you. Your consciousness is broken. And so you place no value on individuality. So what happens? You accept the lie even when you've grown to the point that you know it's a lie, because you'd rather be happy or feel, you'd rather have a fabricated happiness for a moment in a lie than to face a truth that may hurt for a moment, but will set you free for a lifetime.
If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.